Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Ever since training camp, the offensive line has been an area of concern on whether or not they're powerful enough to protect Tom Brady. And even though some injuries with Logan Mankin, Sebastian Vollmer, and Nick McDonald kept them questionable for Sunday night's game, there's no question that the no-huddle, up-tempo offense worked for them on Sunday night. In Sunday night's victory over the Broncos, not only did the offensive line ward off the Denver defense, but also created enough space for the running backs to gain some big yards.
Takes a toss sweep to the left side at the 5, going to go down and in! Touchdown, Stephen Ridley!
The job of an offensive line is certainly not an easy one, especially when the team is going full speed running no huddle. The no huddle game plan has proved to be a keystone that really nurtures the success of this offense.
I'm getting tired. I don't know if they're getting tired, but I'm getting tired.
Is it kind of physically and mentally when you guys are going that fast?
When you're getting tired, you know, the first thing to go is your concentration, so you really got to focus and have some mental toughness out there.
In addition to protecting the quarterback, it's also their job to make some holes for the running backs. Stephen Ridley gained a career-high 151 yards Sunday, and the running back group collectively gained 251 yards. The Patriots haven't had two consecutive games with over 200 rushing yards since 1978.
You know, we do all we can to make the blocks for them, and they get the yards.
Yeah, all the way on backs, tight ends, receivers, they blocked well. But the offensive line did a good job. You know, we played at a good tempo, played fast, and I think their conditioning, their hard work all through practice, training camp, and all that to go out there and be able to not only block them, but, you know, play at a high tempo and play fast.
Despite the work from the line on making some holes for the running backs, they also wore down the Broncos' defense.
Maybe, and I don't know how well they can prepare themselves to go at that tempo. So it might, you know, it may just be the fast tempo can maybe communication. I don't know, but it seems to work for us right now.
But it wasn't all pretty. Despite a successful night from the offensive line, Brady was still sacked 4 times, and quite easily in the fourth quarter. Nonetheless, Dan Connolly says that he's happy with their performance as a whole.
I think so. I mean, they're a really good D-line. You know, they've got some good pass rushers, and we got our work cut out for us tonight. I'm happy with the way things went.
The no-huddle offense seems to be working for the Pats. We'll see if they continue to use it in the weeks to come. That's all for now on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.